What is going on, you guys? I'm your host, Stacey Cole Morgan, and you're listening to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast here on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Good Pod HQ, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about the Atlanta Falcons showing now very little interest in quarterback Justin Fields, who would be available to go to any team this free agency market for the 2024-25 NFL season. Also, guys, we are talking about the CDL Major 2 Week 3 online qualifiers, what to look out for, CDL point standings, and so much more. So without any further delay, let's go to get straight into today's action.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Welcome to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Cole Morgan. Here on the Morgan Man Sports Podcast, we talk Atlanta Falcons news, pregame predictions, and all other news surrounding the Atlanta Falcons.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
Also on the podcast, we talk Call of Duty League, esports covering Roster Mania, major predictions, COD champs, player trades, and much more to get you ready for every single CDL weekend.
Scuff goes through, and Scuff stands with the 101 in Optic with the reverse sweep.
If that sounds good with you, put on your Falcons jersey, grab your gaming headset, and let's get the show started. All right, guys, so we're going to make it short, sweet, and simple today on today's podcast, starting off with a Falcoholic.com article from Dave Chiot, if I'm pronouncing that right. The article does state in bold, NFL report, Falcons lack interest in Justin Fields may trade up for quarterback in the 2024 NFL draft. So this is pretty interesting right here. Considering that the Falcons have been linked to Justin Fields now for at least 3 months, ever since the Falcons did face the Chicago Bears in that week 16-17 matchup right in there. Someone will have to correct me on that, but I believe it was week 17 that we faced the Chicago Bears. So this is a quote within the Falcoholic article right here. And of course, everything will be down in the description below for you guys to check that out. But this is an I quote. I think mentioning the Falcons coming up is a very, very pigeonant message, if I'm pronouncing that right. I think that this is a team that maybe doesn't look to go to the veteran route. I know some people have tied Justin Fields. We'll go to him in a second, Palmer said. Yeah, I don't see it. Weish interjected. So a lot of people now are saying that with a lot of cap space, which, I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that the Atlanta Falcons are now in cap space hell, because thanks to Terry Fontenot, we got a lot of money to spend in free agency. And this is a year, definitely, I think, that the Falcons should definitely spend a lot of money in free agency. And that should be a quarterback position, or if not, at least on the defensive side of the ball. So remember, they've established a roster, you could say, on both sides of the ball to where they could think they could give up a future first-round pick to move up from 8. They have plenty of salary cap space. They can make that jump, Palmer said. The Falcons, their new coordinator, Zach Robinson, is coming from L.A., Jared Goff, and Matthew Stafford. The scheme does not fit Justin Fields, Weish said. And he's right there, because Zach Robinson, he really loves throwing the ball. I mean, he's great at running the ball, too. Don't get me wrong about that. But throwing the ball is a primary focus in Zach Robinson whenever it comes to his type of offense, this kind of West Coast offense that you're going to see from Zach Robinson. And he's learned from, you know, the best right there. Obviously, you know, Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. And of course, his head coach, which was a former coordinator himself, you know, Sean McVay. So he's bringing a lot of that West Coast offense to Atlanta, and that's definitely what we need. And Justin Fields is not going to fit that system. But I kind of do disagree a little bit right in there, just a little bit, because you do need that dual threat quarterback option. If the passing game is not going to be open to you, you have to run the ball and at least gain some yardage or the first down, or better yet, even a touchdown, in my opinion. So it is what it is on that right there. We'll have to wait and see when the free agency market does open up this March 13th, which is in about 3 more weeks of the time of this podcast right here coming live. So again, we'll have to wait and see right there. But guys, what do you think? Do you think Justin Fields needs to come to Atlanta to make us a Super Bowl contender, playoff contender, or somewhere in there? Or do we go via draft for aka Jaden Daniels or Drake Maye from North Carolina? Who knows? But I'm leaning more towards Jaden Daniels from LSU. But that's just my opinion and my opinion only. So now we're switching on over to the Call of Duty League side of things, guys. And let me tell you, this past weekend was just brilliant. It was fantastic. There was a lot of hype around these matches. But the one match that very, very much stood out to me, and that was the main event between the Atlanta Faze taking on the New York Subliners. And of course, everybody knows by now the New York Subliners did defeat the Atlanta Faze in the regular season this past Sunday in a 3-2 fashion. Totally dominated them in the SND, 6-0 on that first SND map. I believe it was Terminal. Or no, I'm sorry, High Rise. It was High Rise. But Atlanta Faze got a little bit better in that hard point. See where I'm going with this? I think if you take one thing away and gain for the other, something's going to be given. And that's what happened to the Atlanta Faze. They totally dominated the scene against New York in that very first hard point. I believe it was Karachi, if I'm not mistaken, or Invasion. I believe it was Invasion. It was 250 to 153, if I'm not mistaken, right in there. And everybody's like, oh my God, you know, Atlanta Faze has finally figured out their hard point problems. And then SAD comes along for High Rise and gets completely swept by the New York Subliners. So now the series is tied 1-1. Control comes around, and I believe that was the Karachi one. It's a 3-1. Faze totally dominates New York. Then Hardpoint comes around. Now, of course, they did lose that one, but it was not by much. And then, of course, S&D comes around, being series being tied 2-2. And New York Subliners win 6-3. So is Faze fixing to start losing a lot more search and destroys to better gain their advantage in the respawns, aka hardpoint and control? That's what it looked like to me. And it did not work well for them. Now, I could be wrong, but you know, it looked like that. Like you're giving up your best game mode, which is search and destroy, to start being better in hardpoint and control. Don't do that. You know, go back to your roots of being the most dominant S&D team, but also still focusing on winning your respawns. Because for you to start going 3-0, 3-1, you know, you got to be good across the board. And I'm not sitting here saying that Atlanta Faze is garbage, because they're number two for a reason right now, with only just 3 losses, 2 in the tournament playoffs and 1 in the regular season. So, I mean, nobody's going to sit here and say, oh my God, you know, shit, you know, the Atlanta Faze is falling off. They're not falling off. They're still a good enough roster, I believe, to be within that top 4 discussion, maybe even top 2. But they got a lot of fixing to do in order to win this Major 2, or better yet, even COD Champs later in this year. I don't know what to tell you, Atlanta Faze. I really don't. So we're going to go over some CDL points right now before we get into the matches for week 3 of the Major 2 online qualifier. So coming at number 1, obviously Toronto Ultra sitting at 190 CDL points, 13-1. Number 2 is Atlanta Faze with 155 CDL points, 11-3. OptiTech sitting at 130, Subliner sitting at 100, Rocker 75, Surge 6, Hertix sitting at 50, Los Angeles Gorilla still sitting at 50 CDL points, and that's your top 8. And of course, that cutoff point, Vegas Legion, 45 points, 5 away from tying with the Los Angeles Gorillas. 10, Boston Breach. 11, Carolina Royal Ravens. And finally, number 12, the Los Angeles Thieves, sitting at number 30. So a lot of these teams, especially the Ravens, Thieves, Boston, and Vegas, had some good wins this past weekend, but still ain't enough to get past, you know, the Gorillas or the Hertix, because the Hertix lost a lot of their series, Gorillas lost, and boom, you know, now you got Legion, Breach, Ravens, Thieves winning. Not going to get much into that right there, but those are your current CDL point standings for right now. And let's go ahead and get into the schedule right here. So this weekend is going to be some interesting series right here. To kick off Friday, you only got two matches as of right now, and that is the Minnesota Rocker taking on the Atlanta FaZe on Friday, March 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern. And then finally on Friday, March 1st, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, you got the Seattle Surge taking on the Toronto Ultra. Saturday, March 12th, you got the Vegas Legion taking on the Boston Breach. OptiTech is taking on the Carolina Royal Ravens. And finally, for your main event, you got the Los Angeles Gorillas taking on the Seattle Surge. Sunday, you got the Miami Hertix taking on the New York Subliners. Atlanta FaZe taking on Toronto Ultra. Definitely going to be a good series right there. And finally, in the main event, is the Minnesota Rocker taking on the Los Angeles Thieves. So I'm going to go ahead and get straight into it. Your top three matches, definitely sitting at number one, is Atlanta FaZe taking on Toronto Ultra. Atlanta needs to win this series against Ultra to redeem anything that has went against them. Search and Destroy, Hardpoint, Control, because Toronto totally just annihilated Atlanta FaZe in the winner's final and in the championship finale of the Major 1 tournament. And it wasn't even close. Was not even close for Atlanta, none in them series. It just wasn't. So, if you're FaZe, you're kind of scared going into this one, because Toronto does have your number. They really do. And this is reminding me so much of the Black Ops Cold War season, where these two teams definitely went neck to neck. One would win one series, the other one would win like two series, just back and forth. Now, FaZe did have a little bit more wins over Ultra then, but still though, this is reminding me of the Black Ops Cold War season, but I think Toronto Ultra is going to be kind of like the FaZe that they were once back then. So that's obviously your top one match right there. Coming at number two, definitely you're wanting to stay within that top eight right there. Miami Hertix taking on New York Subliners. Hertix coming off some awful losses. Subliners definitely feel like they're on top of the world right now, just defeating the red hot Atlanta FaZe. So is the Subliners going to be able to keep that momentum going against the Miami Hertix, which are currently sitting at, again, number 7 in CDL point standings, and Subliners are 4th overall in CDL point standings. So this is a match between number 4 and number 7. And then, of course, FaZe and Ultra, that's the battle between 1 and 2. So FaZe definitely needs to win out this weekend in order to regain that number 1 spot. And Ultra needs to lose out this weekend, but that's just highly just not going to happen in general. So my third match, honestly, guys, I'm looking at right here is going to be Atlanta FaZe versus the Minnesota Rocker. Rocker has definitely been on a roll here lately. Not going to sit here and say like it's just a tremendous momentum shift, but Rocker has went from winning their very first game a couple months back to now sitting at number 5 in CDL point standings. So are they going to be a team to like come in and ruin FaZe this weekend again, like New York Subliners did? Or is FaZe going to be so pissed off and treat Rocker like it's a warm-up match? for Toronto. That's what I'm looking at this weekend. Two Atlanta face matches, one New York Subliners series right here. It is going to be a good weekend. Don't get me wrong about that. There's a lot more matches that could be interesting, like the Vegas Legion versus the Boston Breach. Surge versus Ultra, but Surge is definitely not doing nothing right now. That should be too concerning. Rocker versus Thieves, that could be something as well. But from what I'm just looking at, based off of recent history here, these two Atlanta face matches and the New York Subliners taking on the Miami Heretics is definitely going to be your top three matches to look out for this weekend. And it's just not even close. Because you got to look at FaZe, if they're going to be able to hold up that momentum and stay at that number two spot or recapture first place, or are they just going to completely fall off the map, all thanks to Toronto Ultra and Minnesota Rocker exposing them. So those are some questions to ask and some matches to look out forward to this weekend. So guys, I sure hope you did enjoy it. If you did, make sure to like button wherever you are listening from, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, GoodPod HQ, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Give me a 5-star rating on Spotify, like and subscribe on YouTube. Definitely does help. We're closing in on 1,000 subscribers. We're probably past that point by now. If we are, thank you guys so much. Does mean the world to me, and we're just moving on up, guys. So until then, I am Morgan. We'll catch you all later. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.